It's 5 minutes with me.
What is up, happy listeners? Welcome to December and a glorious welcome to 5 minutes with Marco, where today we're going to talk about asking for help. And I don't just might mean like trying to recruit volunteers. I mean, in general, the leadership necessity of asking for help. As an American, I've been taught to love self-sufficiency, and I'm not alone in this reality. In the world of leadership, self-sufficiency is often seen as a sign of strength, and sadly, ministry leadership is not an exception to this. We're groomed over years to believe that asking for help is a sign of weakness. A bigger lie, we're groomed over years to believe that asking for help will push people away from us. And while we often don't live on that plane of emotion, our deeper needs of connection and relationship drive us to this counterproductive, I can do it by myself approach. Here are two counterintuitive truths. First, asking for help can be a sign of a strong, self-aware leader with a high level of personal awareness. And two, when a competent person asks for help, she draws people to her emotionally rather than driving them away. These themes are central to the year-long coaching program I run for youth workers, but it's not uncommon to have a participant unwilling to connect with these realities. In one cohort, a guy made a presentation as part of an element designed to get input from the group, and he talked all about his great success and all the amazing things he was doing. And when he stopped talking, I asked, "What do you need from us?" And he was lost and uncomfortably said, "I don't think I need anything." But that was counter to the entire focus of the program, and he did not return for our second meeting. These are truths I had to learn myself over time through trial and error. Leadership teams I've been a part of began to hum when we really got truly honest with each other and relied on each other at both personal and vocational levels. I found that people I was leading withdrew from me when I presented an I've got it all together vibe, but were drawn together and to me when I was fully, uncomfortably honest, as long as I wasn't trying to manipulate them. Recently, a friend sent me a message that said, "New learning, asking for help is hard, but so much better than going it alone." This was from a strong leader, an extremely gifted man, and he's experiencing breakthrough into a new level of growth and wholeness that will cause, I believe, his future leadership to far surpass the successes he's experienced to this point in his life. All of this was floating in the back of my mind somewhere when I had coffee with a local ministry leader. We made small talk for a while, you know, ministry small talk. And then he started into an ask, something along the lines of, "I'd like to figure out how we can help each other. I'm not sure what that looks like, but if we could start meeting regularly, I think we could provide things for each other that would grow both of our ministries." Suspicious, a little skeptical, I asked, "Like what kinds of things?" He went on to try to talk about iron sharpening iron and stuff like that. But it was clear to me that he wanted help and was uncomfortable asking for it. So he had to pose it as a mutually beneficial thing. I went into coaching mode, figuring some honesty and coaching might be more helpful to him than if I just blew him off or agreed to something that I wasn't going to follow through on. I asked his permission to speak bluntly. And with his consent, I said something like, "The things you're suggesting you can help me with aren't things I'm asking you to help me with. And they're all things for which I have people who already provide that help. What I think you're trying to ask is if I would be willing to help you. And here's the reality that could be a learning moment for you. When you pose this question laden with soft ideas about how it could be mutual, you drive me away because I'm not asking for help. But if you would just come out and ask for help, I'd be drawn to you both emotionally and as a fellow ministry leader. Don't try to manipulate me by offering to help only to get it. Just be honest and ask for what you need." Since then, he has written me a few emails, clearly rearticulating his ask, and I'm quite sure that I will do what I can to meet with him and help him. And it's very possible that that will shift over time to a friendship that offers something for me also. It's possible that I will have requests of him at some point even. Knowing when you need help, clearly articulating it, and asking is strong leadership, not weakness.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.